Everybody get up. Blurred lines. Everybody get up.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blurred Lines podcast. We took a something like a 48-week hiatus because we got lazy last year during the season, but we are back, and we is myself, Greg Kaplan, joined again by my favorite college roommate, second half of freshman year, Jeff Belinsky. Jeff, how you doing?
Better than Tommy, really? That's pretty fantastic.
Look, you got nothing on the original. He taught me the definition of the word Guido, so
I'm telling, he was
a useful roommate, but...
I'm telling Brian May. That's what I'm going to do.
Brian May knows. I still have his apology letter framed from sophomore year. But that's another story for another day. Jeff, it's almost a week. By the time this gets posted, it will be a week until NFL kickoff, which means we got to go over some over-unders.
Yeah, I honestly got to be upfront right away. I did no research for this, so I have...
You're going to have to fill me in on what's going on with a lot of these teams.
I did research on about a third of these teams, so that means a third of this podcast is going to be useful.
Okay, sounds great.
Let's jump right into it. We're going to go through these in alphabetical order, not by conference, just straight down the list, starting with the Arizona Cardinals. Jeff, we got them at 7.5, and it seems like the money is on the over. You can get the over at minus 145. I'm going over, but it's not going to be by much. I think it'll be an 8 or 9 win season. They still have to deal with 4 games with the Seahawks and the Niners. That's going to hurt their schedule no matter how you cut it. I don't think you're going to get 3 teams out of the NFC West. I don't see the I think the Cardinals are definitely a 500 team, so I'll take the over.
So they got a great defense. We know that, right? Great pass defense. This team went 10-6 last year, if I recall.
Yep. That is correct, and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, they did miss the playoffs, but they still got to the 10 wins. So we're talking 7.5.
Yep.
Do you really think there's that much of a drop-off where they would drop under 500? Like, clearly you said you didn't, but...
No, this team is no worse than they were last year. The offense, if anything, is better because they've now given it to Andre Ellington in the backfield. They don't have to worry about trying to fit Rashad Menenhall into it. And Carson, you know what you're going to get with Carson Palmer. He'll give you some good things, he'll give you some bad things, but...
Yeah,
the defense is what's going to win them games. The offense is good enough, and the defense is spectacular.
Yeah,
this is a 500 team at worst.
Yeah, so while the division is still just as tough as it was last year, I mean, you still got to take the over. I think they're at least going to be 500. I think you're right, and the bettors are right with that.
Yeah, this is one of those teams where if you and I wanted to parlay it with someone, this is one of the surefire, we're going to win this bet. You parlay it with another one, you want to take a risk.
Yeah, I agree.
But we both agree, so let's keep going. We got the Atlanta Falcons next. They were not a good team last year, Jeff, and for some reason they are at 8.5 this year. I will gladly take the under because the defense is not good. The defense is not improved. It's still got a lot of question marks and a lot of holes. They're still in the division. I think they're not better than the Saints. They're not better than the Panthers. I don't see how they get to 9 wins, not in that division.
Yeah,
I would have bet on the Falcons with you last year, so I'm interested to see what you're thinking.
Nine games is going to be tough for them to get to. I know that they're kind of similar to Houston this season, where they were expected to do big things last year, and they really kind of fell through. So it's like, how do they bounce back? Like, are they still capable of what they're capable of? I think they got great receivers, and I think they have a fairly easy division outside the Saints. I don't know if Carolina is going to be able to sustain what they did last year. So I'm actually going to go against you on this one. I'm going to go with the over on the Falcons. Again, falling into my own trap. But I don't think I'm placing a Facebook bet on them this year. I think I'm just going to go with the over on 8.5. I think to get the 9 wins.
Fair enough. I'm going to hold the Panthers higher than you are, and I've seen the Falcons' offensive line's an absolute nightmare, even with Jake Matthews. I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. We can come back to it if we must. Let's go to the Baltimore Ravens, Jeff. Also at 8.5. The money's kind of a toss-up on this one. Minus 110 for the over, minus 120 for the under. I've actually done a little bit of work and homework on the Ravens. They have a really easy schedule. There's no team on the schedule that jumps out at you outside of the division where you think the Ravens are actually going to be a significant underdog. And for that reason, I actually think this team can get to 10 wins. So I'm going to go over. Just off schedule strength, they have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. There were a 500 team last year. You add in the third-place schedule for them, I think it's going to boost them up. I don't think they're going to be a really good 10-win team, but the AFC is not that great of a division this year. Some team is going to have to win 10 games beyond the Patriots and the Broncos, and I think the Ravens are one of those teams.
Yeah, but forget 10. We only have them at 8.5 here, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Right.
Yeah, so right. I think, you know, nobody really – the thing with that division is Pittsburgh always is going to be a pain in the ass. Cincinnati is really good, and you have no idea what's going to come from Cleveland. I think they're really going to have a tough time of it. I don't think the Ray Rice thing really plays a factor this year because he just had a shit year last year anyway. So I don't really know what he's taking away from the team with his two suspensions and whatever circus comes from the media. But I'm actually going to be high on Cincinnati this year like I was last year, which I won the bet with. I don't know if the Ravens have enough to be a 9-win team. So I'm going to go under. I'm going to go against you. I'm going to go under here.
All right. That may be a Facebook bet right there, but we'll come back. The Bills are our next team here, Jeff, our first AFC East team.
Hey,
six,
Pete.
6.5 is the money line, and very significantly, the money's been on the over. the Pete Rutkowski special, I think he's the reason why the money is so heavily on the over.
He's minus 160. Over.
Yeah, that's...
Minus 160. That's the other thing is the AFC East isn't that good. I mean, the Jets are at best a 500 team. The Dolphins may be at best a 500 team. You're telling me the Bills can't take 3 or 4 against those two teams and maybe somehow pull off a split against the Patriots? I don't think you're asking for too much.
I don't think they're going to be 500 within the division. I think New England takes both, and they lose two more between the four games between the Jets and the Dolphins, whether they split it or somebody sweeps them. I just – not that Stevie Johnson's like the hugest subtraction from the team, but – you don't know how EJ's going to do. You don't know what else is going on with that team. I really don't have anything to stick on. I'm probably going to go under with this one.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of disagreeing. I like EJ Manuel. If he's healthy, I think he's a dynamic passing option. Easily the best quarterback they've had in the last 5-6 years. I love Sammy Watkins. I like the power running duo they have with CJ Spiller and Fred Jackson. So if Spiller eventually does get hurt, they still have someone to bail him out. I like Robert Woods, who's coming up as the next big receiver, which is why they even got rid of Stevie Johnson in the first place. The defense, I'll be honest, I don't know enough about it, but I don't think asking the Bills to win 7 games with a healthy quarterback is too much. So I'm going to go over. And right now, Jeff, we've done 4 teams, and we've disagreed on 3 of them. We're up to a flying start.
I like it. Also, we were talking about the Toronto Bills, right? Not the Buffalo Bills?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I think cool. They're also going to play hockey at the same time since they're expanding. So Sweet. It is what it is. That brings us to the Carolina Panthers. We touched on them briefly already. I like them. Their line's 8.5. They do have a bit of a quarterback problem. Cam Newton is a little banged up. He proclaims he's going to be healthy for week 1, but he could say it all he wants. The coach is going to make the final decision on it. 8.5 is the line. There are going to be 2 teams in the NFC South that win 8 or more games. Saints are going to be, I think the Panthers are going to be the other. This was a playoff team last year. The defense, for the most part, is still intact. Cam Newton had a bit of a down year. He wasn't the same guy he was his rookie year. I expect him to have a bit of a bounce back. They'll be an interesting team without Steve Smith, who's gone. He's in Baltimore now. But I like the Panthers. I don't put any faith in the Bucs or the Falcons. I think those two teams are absolute trash. So I'll take the Panthers all day at over 8.5.
So how many wins did Carolina have last year?
If I'm not mistaken, they had either 10 or 11. I'll look it up for you.
Okay, because I think that's going to be pretty hard for them to keep up with. Whether they get to 9, I mean, you're obviously higher on them than I am. I might just go for the sake of picking against you for the fourth time. But I think that they're going to be
such a good friend.
I honestly just think they're going to be a 500 team. There's nobody really on the field. Cam Newton can't do everything by himself. So I feel
Panthers,
like
this might surprise you, Jeff. The Panthers last year were 12-4.
That doesn't surprise me.
Are you expecting them to have more than a 3-win drop off?
With the expected increase in the Falcons play, I also think Tampa Bay is going to be better than they were last year, just because of numerous issues that they had. I'm just going to have them at 8-8. I would set the record at 8-8, so I'm going to take the under on the 8.5.
All right. Well, that's we're riding hot here. 4 out of 5 we've disagreed on. Couldn't be more happy with that.
Okay.
Happier? More happy? That's good English for a podcast. We're doing good. Brings us to the Chicago Bears, Jeff.
The Bears.
Which also means we're going to talk about smoking Jay Cutler.
I love this man.
8.5 is their line. Money's on the over so far at -150. If everybody stays healthy, this team will win more than 8-9 games. The question is Jay Cutler going to stay healthy? Battled a lot of injuries last year, groin injuries that don't go away. I have them as a 9-win team, even if Cutler gets hurt, mostly because if Cutler gets hurt, Jimmy Clausen's their backup, and I would trust Jimmy Clausen to do anything, including throwing a football. But a healthy Jay Cutler with that offense is going to be one of the best offenses in football, and there's no way the defense can be as bad as it was last year. It was historically awful. I don't think you're going to see a Chicago Bears defense be that bad again. I think they can get to at least 9 wins. I'm going to take the over again.
Yeah, I'm pretty high on the Bears this year. I think their offense is just fantastic between the targets that Cutler has and Forte in the backfield. I just think that they're a beautiful offense to be able to watch. And I'm going to take the over on them as well. So we're going to agree on one for the second time.
Hey, we did it.
Defense is whatever. I think that outside the Packers in their division, it's not so bad. I mean, Detroit has a new coach, right?
No. I'm pretty sure Schwartz is hanging around still, isn't he?
I have no idea.
Well, we clearly did our research here.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
Well, again, I don't think even Detroit with the same coach, I don't think they're really that threatening to the Bears. So I think, I think they'll be able to get over that 8.5 win hump.
Oh my God. The Lions hired Jim Caldwell in the offseason? When did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh jeez.
So I was right?
You are right. Jim Schwartz is not the coach anymore.
Sweet.
I'm
not that
Jim Caldwell. Well, you are smarter than I am. Let's move along to the Cincinnati Bengals. Your Cincinnati Bengals, Jeff.
Love the ginger.
And I basically give you that team. Their line is at 9, and I know you're going to be surprised when I tell you the money is on the under at -130. You can get them at even odds at 9 wins. I'm not big on the Bengals, and I'm not going to be the one that pushes here. I don't think this is a 10-win team, so I'll take the under. I don't trust Andy Dalton. It's that simple.
I
think the defense is go on. I don't want to interrupt you.
I like Dalton a lot. He's still got AJ Green, right?
He sure does.
Yeah, Gio in the backfield?
Gio Bernard will be back in the backfield.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries last year, and they still did pretty well. I'm going to go with the Bengals on this one, on the over. And you're taking the under.
We're going to have to come back. We're going to have to include them in a Facebook bet somehow.
Let me ask you, though, if the line was 8.5, would you take them at the over?
I think I would. I think they can get to 9 wins.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they
did. Okay, so you're just not pushing.
I don't want to take the push. If you put a gun to my head and you say 9 wins or bust, I'd say I don't want to take the push, and I'll say 8. So just to be a contrarian. I'll take the under.
I respect
which brings
that.
Us to the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, Jim.
I haven't heard much about them this offseason. How they doing the draft? I don't know anything about what's going on with the team.
I think they took a cornerback.
Maybe? I'm not
sure.
I think
they took a defensive back. I'm pretty sure they took a defensive back. Whatever they did this offseason, Jeff, didn't do much for their over-under. They're at 6.5.
Yeah, it's pretty
low,
right?
The money's pretty evenly distributed. Pretty evenly distributed on the money, though. 120, you can get them for minus 125 on the over and minus 105 on the under. So slightly more money on the over. I got to say, man, I'm going to go under. I don't enjoy Brian Hoyer that much. I think it's the right move for them to start Hoyer over Manziel because you got to give Manziel time just to get his feet wet in the NFL before you throw him to the dogs. But once they do turn the team over to Manziel, I don't think they're going to be overly successful. I don't like the running game. I don't think Ben Tate is anything special as a number one running back. They're not going to have Josh Gordon for the entire season. So who's going to be doing the pass catching for them besides their tight end, Jordan Cameron? The defense is young and improving, but they still have work to do. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying the Browns are just going to win 6 games this year. They're clearly developing for the future. This is a team going in the right direction. I just don't think this is a 7-win team this year, not in that division.
You know, I'm actually going to give him the benefit on the doubt on this one. I kind of like Hoyer. I'm really hoping that he plays well enough to maintain that starting job against Manziel. Even with Gordon out, I think they still will be able to get to 7-9. I don't know if they're going to be a 500 team, but I'm going to go with the over on this one.
You took the under on the Ravens, right?
Yeah, I took the under on the Ravens, yeah.
So that's where the extra Browns wins are coming from. You don't think the Ravens will be as good. That's fair. Okay. That brings us to America's team, Jim. Jeff. I don't know why I keep calling you Jim. I'm a little concerned by that.
That's not my name.
The Dallas Cowboys. Wow. They've been 8-8 each of the last 3 years. So you'll be stunned to learn that the line this year is 8. I'm actually surprised by this. There is heavy money on the under.
Yeah.
Minus 240 on under 8.
Yeah,
plus 190 on over 8.
Yeah, no.
I'll be honest. I think the money's on the under because the defense was atrocious last year and they lost to Marcus Ware.
They didn't lose him. They cut him. They let him go.
True. True. that's a good point. I don't like the Redskins this year. I don't like the Giants this year. I'm lukewarm on the Eagles because you kind of have to take someone in the East. I don't think it's impossible to say the Cowboys will go 9-7. That probably doesn't get them in the playoffs. I'm not calling the Cowboys a playoffs team, but the Cowboys always find a way to be relevant come week 15, 16, 17, and I think they'll find a way to be relevant this year. 9-7 is not asking the world of the Cowboys. I'm going to take the over.
All right, I'm going to go under on this one just because I don't want to push on 8-8. I feel like they'll be around that this season. So I'm going to take the under just to take, you know, what I think is a more likely side of that 8-8. I don't think they're going to get to 9. I think the Giants are actually going to be pretty good. So I'm going to take the under on this one.
Fair enough. We have now disagreed on 7 of 9. That's an impressive clip even for us. Brings us to the Broncos. I think they're very clearly the AFC favorite. They are billed as such. Their over is 11.5, and the money is plus 115 on the over, minus 145 on the under. It's hard to predict a team to win more than 11 games, isn't it? Like, you're basically expecting them to go out there and dominate.
Yeah.
At the same time, they won 13 games last year. There will be a team in the AFC that wins 12 or more games. I don't think it's a reckless bet to assume the Broncos are going to be that team. I'll take the over with the Broncos. Some team's going to have to win 12 games. The Broncos are the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
You put your money where the horses are. I'll go over.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I'm going to take the over as well. You know, Welker's got concussion issues, so we don't know how effective he's going to be. They lost Decker in the offseason, but Peyton Manning just has a knack for making those players around him better. And just, you know, if you throw a pass on the line, any NFL-level receiver is going to be able to catch it. So he's not going to make those guys do a lot of work. I think the offense is going to stay intact, pretty much what it was last season. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be as good either. I'm going to have them over 11.5. I think they're just going to crush the AFC this year.
And they did lose Decker, but you have to remember that they signed Emmanuel Sanders away from the Steelers, which is a good signing and a perfect third receiver option. And they drafted Cody Latimer out of Indiana. So they're basically taking one player and replacing him with two, which I think is fair and reasonable. I don't think Peyton's going to lose anything in the passing game without Decker. Decker was always his third option. So
yeah, I agree.
You add in Sanders and Lattimore. You got a healthy Julian Thomas. They'll be fine. Peyton will find an open receiver. So we agree on the over. Let's go to our Detroit Lions, who apparently do have a new head coach, Jim Schwartz. Their line is 8.5. It's not Jim Schwartz. Jim, that's who replaced Jim Schwartz.
Yes.
8.5's the line. Money's on the under at -150. The over is +120. NFC North is tough. The Bears are going to be really good. The Packers are going to be really good. The Vikings aren't going to be good. But it's hard to get one division to have three teams above 500. I think the NFC West is going to be the division that has three teams at 500 or better. I like the Lions at the under. I think at best this is an 8-8 team. I think they're the third best team in their division. Would it surprise me if they all of a sudden break out and win 10 games? No. But I think the safer bet is to go with the under with Detroit. And this is more like a 7-9 team than a 9-7 team. So yeah, that's where I'll put my money.
It's kind of the same story year after year for the Lions. Tough division, not really getting much better, showing much improvement over the course. I'm going to take the under as well with them.
So let's stick in the same division. Let's go to the Packers. This line, I will admit, it surprised me. 10.5 for the Packers.
Money's
on the under at -145.
I think this is a fair line because it's probably one of the toughest decisions I got to make because they're just 11-10 win team that's kind of going to be where they're at. So it's just whether or not you're going to really think they're going to push the envelope this season.
I need to see what their record was last year. Why do I think there were like a 500 team last year?
I'm going to say they had 9 wins last year.
They, 8-7-1.
Oh.
Wow. And they won the division with an 8-7-1 record. The NFC North was not good last year, Jim.
No, they were not.
That's like the fifth time I've called you, Jim. This is really good.
Did Jim get the invite this weekend? Is that what happened?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
I do like their draft pick, though. Ha-ha Clinton Dix in the first round. That's a solid pickup.
You just like the name. Don't act better, if you like him, too.
Love the name. Love the name. They're better than the 8 wins they had last year because they'll have a healthy Aaron Rodgers, which goes along with
Rodgers!
Matt Flynn played a lot of games for them and didn't do anything spectacular. I'm going to go under. I think 10 wins is their number. I think they get to 10. But 11, we're not going to do this often. I'm going to run through their schedule with you and just tell me win-loss because I think this is going to be one we disagree on. Week 1 at Seattle, that's a loss.
That's a loss, yeah.
Week 2, home against the Jets is a win. So that's one win. Week 3 at Detroit. Division game, that's a toss-up.
That's a win.
That's a win. I'll give them that. Week 4 at Chicago. I mean, if you're going to go to Chicago, you want to go in September when it's still warm. That's a winnable game for them.
I'm going to say loss.
Week 5, Minnesota at home. That's a win. Week 6 on the road in Miami is a win. So we're at 4. Week 7 at home against the Panthers. You don't like the Panthers, so I'll say it's a win. So that's 5. Week 8 at New Orleans, Sunday night football. That's probably a loss.
Yep.
Week 9's their bye week. Chicago at home, week 10. They probably take that one.
Yeah, I'll give them that split versus the Bears.
Yep, that's 6. Week 11, the Eagles at home. What do you think there?
I'm going to say it's a loss.
Okay. Week 12, you got the road game against the Vikings, which I still think is a win because the Vikings are pretty bad this year.
I'll say win on that.
I believe that gets us – is that 7 or 8?
I have 7.
7.
The Eagles would be the 8th win.
Okay, but you're going to give them a loss on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Week 13, home game against the Patriots. That'll be a good game. I think the Patriots take it, though.
Yeah, I'll say loss on that.
14 at home against the Falcons is a win in my book. You might be a little tougher on that one.
I'll say win on that.
So that's 8. Week 15 in either Toronto or Buffalo is a win.
Yeah.
That's 9.
That's 9.
Week 16, 16 on the road in Tampa Bay.
I'll say win.
Probably a win.
Yeah.
That's 10. And then 17, they end the year at home against the Lions. So they could get to 11. They could. But it's going to be tough.
They could, yeah. Either way, I'm still taking the under on 10.5.
Yeah, I'll take the under as well. So we agree on that one. Let's go next in our list here. The Houston Texans. The much-improved Houston Texans. Also with the new coach. They got some guy named Clowney in the draft. I don't know if you've heard about him. That defensive line's going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Their over-under is 7.5.
Turn down for what, right?
They're over-under 7.5. The money's on the over, minus 160 to get over 7.5. Look, this is a team that won 2 games last year. I don't think it would be a disappointment for them to win just 7 this year. They still don't have a quarterback. Everyone seems to forget that Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't that good. So the fact that he's starting for you, it's fine for maybe 4 games, but you're going to want to get an improvement eventually. I don't think this team gets the 500. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to say last year was a fluke for them. I'm going to take the over. I'm saying they at least get to 8-8. That division's not very good. We don't know what the Colts are going to be like. Jacksonville is going to be terrible. Tennessee I like, but I still think they're going to be an 8-8 team this year, Texans.
Well, why don't we talk about the Colts then, because they're next on our list.
Okay.
Over-under set at 9.5. Money's on the under, minus 135. I like the over for reasons you just mentioned. The AFC South is probably the worst division in football. The Jaguars are not going to be good. The Titans, we really don't know what they have because Jake Locker hasn't been healthy for a whole season. Everyone likes him, but he can't stay on the field. And as I just said, I don't think the Texans are a 500 team. So the Colts are going to do some beating up in their own division. I like them to win 10-plus games. I would gladly take the over.
I'm going to take the under. Just because I think the Colts are going to be a little bit of regression from last year for them. I think they'll be a 9-win team. I don't think they're going to get to that 10-win hump. I really think Luck is excellent, but I feel like Houston's going to have a better year, Tennessee's going to have a better year, and the Colts are going to be in the bottom half of that division. So I'm going to take the under for that.
The Colts have won 11 games back-to-back seasons. Just throwing that out there. Moving on. Let's stay in the division. Let's go to the Jaguars. We're on a roll. Over-under 4.5. Heavy money on the over. Minus 225 on over 4.5. I'm not going to lie, Jeff. Blake Bortles looks pretty good. He looks like a legitimate NFL quarterback.
But
the problem is they don't have much around him.
Yeah, who they got? Blackman?
No, he's suspended for the whole season. They don't even have Blackman.
Oh, good. So, yeah, I'm taking the under on this one. Despite how good Bortles looks, I think that, you know, he's still going to have the first year jitters, still going to have no supporting cast around him. So I think 3 might even be tough for them. So I'm going
to take that under. Not to mention, Bortles isn't even going to start the season as a starter. They're going to go with Chad Henne. So that already gives you a couple losses in the bag to work with. I'll agree with you on the under. Just every year, there are a couple stinkers in the NFL. And the Jaguars, you can see where they're going. They're just not ready. They still have a lot of holes they need to fill in.
I think the fact that they're starting Henny for the first game of the season speaks a lot about where the team is looking forward to in the future. They're not really looking to be a contender this year, so they're not going to risk anything with Bortles. They're trying to be a contender next season or the season after, whether it's building through the draft or through trades, but they're not building a team to win right now. So I'm going to take the under on 4.5.
That brings us to the Chiefs. You mentioned them as a team that you think will regress. The gamblers seem to agree with you. Over under 8.5. Heavy money on the under, -200. This is a hard team. I kind of want to hear your take before I go, because I'm still 50-50 on the Chiefs.
I mean, the last time we saw them, they blew a 38-point lead on the road in Indianapolis in the playoffs. So how the team is going to react to that, whether they're going to have a short memory or if it's going to kind of hang over them like a cloud this whole season, I don't know. I think Andy Reid's a good coach, but he might have had a little too much of an injection in the first season, and it might be a bit of a sophomore slump for him in the second season. You know, you get these new guys, you teach them a new coach, and, you know, they're really excited about it. Then they might have a bad loss, and, you know, they might not really pick up on the new coaching that much as well. So I'm going to go under. I'm going to say they're an 8-8 team. You know, the division isn't really tough, but I just don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year.
I'm going to agree with you. They lost a lot along the offensive line. Their left tackle jumped ship to Miami. They've done a lot of juggling just to fill in holes there. I don't trust Alex Smith as a quarterback. I wouldn't want him running my team. And the defense put up some flashy numbers fantasy-wise because of all the touchdowns they've had, but they really weren't anything better than a league average unit, and they didn't get better in the offseason. I agree with you, and I think the Chargers are a better team than most people are getting them credit for, so I'll go under as well. This is more like a 500 team than the team that won 11 games last year and was undefeated going into week 9 or whatever they were. Let's go to your roommate Pat Dillon and our good friend Vinny Gennardi's Miami Dolphins. 8 wins is the line, but we're going to go 7.5. We decided 7.5 was the better line for them. The money seems to be on the under. I'm going to agree with the money. I don't think the Dolphins – I like Ryan Tannehill. I don't know if I trust Knowshon Moreno to stay healthy for a whole season. And I don't know what the Dolphins really have on defense that's going to put them over the edge. I think the Dolphins and the Jets, one of those teams is going to finish 500. I'm leaning towards saying it's going to be the Jets over the Dolphins. I'm going to go under on the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well for the exact same reasons that you listed. I like the Jets, like I always do, for some reason. Patriots look good. The Bills are going to be pretty bad, but I think Miami doesn't get to that 8-win hump, so I'm going to go the under with you as well, under 7.5.
Since we're talking about some of our friends and their favorite teams, it's only perfect that we transition to Michael Kresge's Minnesota Vikings. 6.5, hashtag Vikings, is the line. The money... This may surprise you, Jeff. The money's on the over. People like them. -165. I don't know what they're liking. Did they realize that Matt Castle is the starting quarterback, not Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, this is kind of a Jaguars situation. You know, they drafted the hot quarterback. You know, they're still not starting him. So, like, what is this team really looking to do? They still have Adrian Peterson. He's going to be effective, but their passing game is not going to be so much. I think that 7 wins is going to be really tough in that division. I'm going to take the under 6.5.
Yeah, Teddy's going to start. I think if you put an over-under on what number week Teddy starts or Bortles starts, I think Teddy will start before Bortles because the Vikings are going to have to start him sooner. People aren't going to be happy watching Matt Castle. But I'm going under. Quarterback situation scares me. Defense doesn't impress me. They got work to do as well. New England Patriots time, Jeff. They are at 10.5. Money's on the over at -150. Kind of have to agree with them. They should manhandle the AFC East. They're going to give the Broncos a run for their money for the number one seed, though I do think the Broncos will eventually get it. But the Patriots are a 12-win team, in my estimation. So I'm going to go over.
Yeah, this is pretty much just a bet on Brady and Belichick, right?
Right.
Just the consistency that they have. I think 10.5 is a real easy line for them. I'm going to go with the over as well with you, just because they're going to run the AFC. Their division isn't that tough. We're down on the Bills and the Dolphins, so might as well stick with the Patriots on this one.
The next line may surprise you a little bit. The New Orleans Saints, they're at 9.5. The Saints had a rough season last year and won 11 games. So it kind of surprises me that they've dropped a game and a half. The money's really heavy on the over. It's minus 190. I agree with that. I think this is a double-digit win team. I said last year that they would win the NFC South. I wasn't right in that, but I was right that they have a better record than the Falcons. So I'm going to go over with the Saints. I think you're looking at your NFC South champions this year. Never bet against Drew Brees. The defense is much improved. Brandon Cooks, I already put money on to be the offensive rookie of the year this year. I like double digits for the Saints this year.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you that there as well. I was wrong on them last year with how bad they were going to be. I think Carolina's going to be down. I think Atlanta's going to be better, but not as good as the Saints are. So I'm going to take the over as well. I think they're just going to run this division.
That brings us to our New York teams. Let's start with the Giants. Their line is at 8. Money's pretty even. Where it is going seems to be on the under, minus 135. I'm going to agree with that. There's nothing spectacular about the Giants this year. They're pretty average. And in that division, the Eagles are going to be good. I think I have said the Cowboys are going to be good. I don't really trust the Redskins, but I just think the Giants are a 7-9 team. I think they're trending in the wrong direction under Tom Coughlin and the Eli Manning era. I think we're winding down. I don't think this is a 500 football team. I'll go under.
Yeah, if I could push on this one, I would. I think they're going to be 8-8. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll say they can get to 9 wins. I'm going to take the over on this one.
Fair enough. Now let's go to your beloved New York Jets. You're not actually a Jet fan. You just love betting on them.
Yeah, they give me a little something to work with every time. I think Geno's going to be good this season. I think they're going to be all right.
7's the line. The money's evenly split. The over's minus 120. The under's minus 110. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like over. I think this is an 8-win team. I think that defense is good enough for the offense to win 8 games.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think they're over as well. Like I said, I'm always high on them for some reason. Their defense is great. I think Rex Ryan is a good coach, and I think Geno's going to be a good quarterback for them with a few more weapons on the receiving core. I'm going to say that they're an 8-win team too, so I'm going to take the over.
And they got more options out of the backfield. They literally didn't have a good running back last year. Now they got Chris Johnson to help out Chris Ivory. They got weapons. They have something they didn't have last year. So yeah. I agree with you. Oakland Raiders, John York's Oakland Raiders, while we're throwing out names. Over, under, 4.5. Heavy money on the over, minus 200. I think a lot of bettors just feel like it's not hard to get the 5 wins when, you know what, it's kind of hard to get the 5 wins. And with the Raiders, not much there. They lost a lot of players to free agency. They didn't bring a whole lot of players back in. They're an older team this year. The players they did sign are on the wrong end of 30. Is Maurice Jones-Drew really going to be a difference? Is Matt Schaub really going to be a difference? I'm going to take the under. I think the Raiders are a 4-win team.
I'm going to take the over. I don't think 5 will be that difficult for them to get to. I think they can do it. So I'm gonna stay over. Just maybe they'll get to 5 or 6 wins. That'll be pretty decent in their division. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be that good. So I'm going to take the over on them.
All right, we're running a little long, so we may just power through some of these final teams.
Let's do it.
Eagles we have at 9 wins. The money, where the people seem to be split on them, 120 on the over, 110 on the minor under. I like them over. I think one team will win 10 games in the NFC East, and I think the Eagles are the best team in that division. So I would put money on them going over.
All right, I'll say that the Giants are going to be the best team in that division. I'll say they're an 8-win team. I'm really not happy about anybody in that division. I might go a little high on the Redskins, but we'll see what happens when we get there.
Steelers, 8.5 is the line, minus 155 on the over, so that's where the money's going. I don't think this is a better than 500 team. I will go under. I have not been impressed with the Steelers the last couple of years. I think the Bengals are a better team. I think the Ravens are a better team. The Browns aren't going to be an easy team to go up against. I don't see three teams winning 8 games in the AFC North, so I'll go under.
Yeah, for the exact same reasons that you listed, I'm going under as well.
Perfect. San Diego Chargers, a team I like. The line is at 8. Money's on the over. I will go with the money. This is a good team. This is a team that made the playoffs last year and then made some noise in the playoffs, and they always play the Broncos hard. I like Phillip Rivers and his 20 kids. I think the Chargers will get to 9 wins, if not more. And with the Chiefs coming down, it makes me feel even more confident in the Chargers. I'll go over.
I'll take the over as well. I like Rivers a lot. I think they did well last year, and they're going to improve on that this year. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to say they're at least a 9-win team.
I already know going into it, this is a team we've disagreed on. This is a team you want to make a Facebook bet on. Over-under on the San Francisco 49ers is 10.5. I took the over, even though the money is on the under. Minus 160 is the money line on the under. Look, I think the Seahawks and the Niners are going to win 10-plus games. They're going to be one of them is going to be the best, get the number one seed in the NFC. The other team's going to be a hard luck wild card. I think at worst, the Niners are an 11-win team. I like the Niners. They're the most well-balanced team in the NFL. I will gladly take the over and take the odds on that, and I know you're going under.
I'm definitely going under. I would love to. I just don't think they can improve much upon last year. I think they're going to go, you know, closer to a 10-9-win team. I think Kaepernick's going to have an off year. I'm going to go under on San Francisco 49ers.
We'll have to make a bet on that one. Seahawks, while we're talking about the top-tier teams in the NFC, over under 11, that's a hard line. The money is even almost, but it's 125 on the over. For the sake of not taking a push, if I'm saying the Niners are going to win more than 11 or more games, I'm going to take the under on the Seahawks. I think they'll have a bit of a Super Bowl hangover. I know they kept most of the team, but how many times have we seen a team win the Super Bowl and just fall flat on their face the next year? I will take under on the Seahawks, just thinking there's going to be a hangover there.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on the Seahawks. I love them. I think Russell
is fall asleep on me, Jeff.
A great quarterback. I'm going to say that they get to 12 wins easily. I think they're going to be a 13-14 win team. I'm going to go with the over on the Seahawks.
All right, that brings us to the Rams, who are at 6.5, and it's important to remember that Sam Bradford's not going to be the quarterback this year. The thing with the Rams is their defense is ridiculously good, so 6.5 is still a very fair line for them. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go under. I just don't trust Sean Hill. I don't think they're going to be able to find another quarterback on the when Mark Sanchez is your best-case scenario for acquiring a quarterback, that's a bad situation to be in. I'll go under on the Rams.
Yeah, I think even if they do get a quarterback better than Sanchez, whether it's via trade or, you know, picking someone off the waiver wire, I think it's going to be a real tough time for the Rams. I'm going to go under as well, under 6.5.
That brings us to Tampa Bay, a team you mentioned you like better. Over-under is at 7. The money's on the over at minus 135. Look, I don't trust Josh McCown. I think Mike Glennon's the better quarterback. I don't know what Lovie Smith is really doing. I'm going to go under. I like the Panthers and the Saints a lot more than I do the Bucks, and I don't want to push at 7. I'll say this is more like a 6-win team than an 8-win team. I'll go under.
If I had an NFL team, they would be the Bucks for a crazy Keyshawn Johnson reason. I'm going to go over. Whether it's McCown or Glennon, I think that Lovie Smith's going to really bring this team together. I'm going to go over 7 wins. They're going to at least be an 8-8 team and maybe even contend for the playoffs this year.
It's Bold. Tennessee Titans, Jeff, also at 7. The money on them is on the over. You're basically, this is a bet on Jake Locker. How many games do you think he'll be healthy for this year? I need to see him have a healthy season before I put money on the Titans over. So I'm going to go under, but I like the Titans. I want them to do well. I like Jake Locker. I need to see a season from them before I say this is an 8-win team. So I'll say this is an under.
I love, 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 love Jake Locker so freaking much. And I don't want to see the guy get hurt. I'm going to be optimistic about it. I think he's an amazing quarterback and really a great athlete at that position. It's just whether or not he stays healthy, I don't want to wish him ill will. I think he's going to stay healthy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I say the Titans are over a 7-win team.
Lastly, that brings us to the Washington Redskins. Over under 7.5.
Washington football team. Thank you very much.
I'm very sorry. The team that happens to play football in the nation's capital. 7.5 is the line. Money is pretty evenly split. This is another one of those bets where you're basically banking on, you're not even banking on RG3's health. You're banking on how good of a football player RG3 is. I think the hype is becoming more than the actual quarterback. I am worried about the Washington football team. I will take the under. I think this team does not win 8 games. I think this wins maybe 7. So I'll go under.
I'm going to go over on them. I think that, you know, the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to be pretty soft in that division. I think that RG3 can stay healthy. I think that he can do well. I'm going to go over on them. I'm going to say they're an 8-8 team.
Well, that's all 32 teams, Jeff. We disagreed on more than half of them. That might be a personal record for us.
Yeah, I'm going to only list the teams that we agreed on. We agreed on the Cardinals over, the Bears over, the Broncos over, the Lions under, Green Bay under, Jacksonville under, Kansas City under, Miami under, Minnesota under, New England over.
We're under a lot.
New Orleans over, Jets over, Steelers under, Chargers over, Rams under, and that's it.
That might be it.
So if you want to win money this season, bet against every single one of them, and I'm sure you'll come out a winner. I would almost guarantee.
I'm sure
you
will do more. It would not surprise me. Jeff, off this cast, you and I will make some Facebook bets, and we'll put them out there for people to see and ridicule later down the road.
But yeah, we'll figure it out.
For all intents and purposes of this podcast, we almost got it in at 45 minutes. We're just a couple minutes over.
We're doing our best.
We're doing our best. We'll be back. We'll actually be back next week to go over the first week lines. We're going to do our best to stick with the blurred lines this year. We got lazy last year. It's just one of those things that happened.
Darts got in
You're
the
a
way.
Busy man lazy. With darts. Yeah, you were busy. You were busy with darts. I was busy with trivia. What are you going to do? But that's going to be it for episode 1 of season 2 of Blurred Lines. We'll be back next week to do NFL lines. If you're listening to this, there's still time for you to sign up for NFL Pick 'em Pool. That information is on Facebook. If you need it, you can contact me or Jeff. Be more than happy to give it to you. If you have said you're doing the pool, guess what Jeff and I are doing starting tomorrow? We're hunting you down to make sure you've signed up and you pay us.
We're coming for you.
We're coming for you. Jeff, it's been real, man. I'll see you next week.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.